conversations about race, gender, and other social issues sparking heated debates at school board meetings all across the country.
We're witnessing the newest evolution of the culture wars.
I think Trump just stands in a very long line of culture warriors.
The commander-in-chief of the culture war.
Keep culture wars out of classrooms.
What candidates think most potential Republican voters want to hear? Culture war posturing.
He is fighting a culture war.
Why has the GOP picked schools as the battleground to fight these culture war issues?
Culture wars are the things that unite a lot of Republicans.
Kinda curious, why were you willing to talk to him and not to me? Because you thought they were trying to tear these signs down?
Yeah! They came up with a new one. This is a new one. And they're looking at me through the Espionage Act. Think of that. How does that sound? Of 1917, where the penalty is death.
Democrats want to take away all your guns because they hate the Constitution.
All of these culture wars.
Culture war.
Into the culture wars.
We think this is another culture war.
These cultural wars, it's on bringing the culture war to the library.
The ongoing culture war that's taking place in our classrooms across the country. Things like LGBTQ issues, critical race theory, teaching American history, all kinds of things dominating our politics right now, landing also in the classroom and causing some conflict and controversy there.
And good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson, and this is The Culture Wars. What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about Juneteenth. We got to talk about it. Today's the day, right? We got to talk about this stupidity. It is stupidity. And, you know, black people go, how dare you, Will Johnson? How dare you? Do you not even know your own culture? You're such a sellout. You're such a traitor to your people. I hear the dumb stuff all the time from these idiots on the left. Not just black people, but I hear from white people, Hispanic people, Asian people, these leftist liberals. I hear it all the time. It's completely stupid. But before we get into the whole Juneteenth issue here, I want to talk to a young man that I've known for a few years now, which is pretty awesome. And we're going to go up to New York, New York. And this young man has a website, TrumpSwag.com. And we're going to go ahead to TrumpSwag.com, which is pretty awesome. You need to go check it out. And who am I talking about? I'm talking about Dion. Dion, if y'all have ever seen these flags flying around, these humongous flags, I mean, flags that are larger than life. You know, it's these flags that are so big and they're triggering the Democrats. Every time they see a flag like this, they get so triggered because it's about Trump. It's about America. It's about freedoms. So we're going to bring Dion with us. Dion, thank you so much for joining us. Now, we're in New York. You're in New York. I wish I was there in New York with you. And we know President Trump's trial, I guess his sentencing is coming up on July 11th. And I'm going to try to be there. You know, I mean, this is historical. It's historical what's happening here. But you have a whole bunch of illegals in New York right now. Tell me this. What does New York look like when it comes to the support for President Trump? Are we seeing a turnaround? Are we seeing a change at all? Is anything different?
Different. It's hard to say. It really is. It's really hard to gauge it. You know, I would normally gauge it by how many Trump hats and flags that I would see. You know, like when you go to Pennsylvania or Florida, you know, do we see them? You know, I can tell you right now, it's easier to walk around in the Bronx and Queens than it was 2 years ago. So that's one way that you can pretty much gauge it, you know. But I don't know. It's a roller coaster ride up here, especially with all the, you know, the feelings that are going on with President Trump and the, you know, and all these indictments and everything. I don't know. I just I feel like it's getting better, but I just don't trust it, you know? So.
Yeah, I don't trust it either. But, you know, I want to say I do trust it, but, you know, you never know. You never know, because there's a lot of people that are sick and tired with all the legals showing up in New York. They're showing up in Chicago. They're showing up in California. They're showing up in Dallas. They're showing up in these blue cities. And a lot of people are sick and tired of it happening. I think New York, with President Trump showing up to the Bronx in New York, that's not a huge signal. Now, I wanted to be there for that as well. But, I mean, you're there. Are the people not waking up yet? Or, I mean, is it not enough? Does it need to become? Now, you and I, sometimes we go back and forth on X, and I'm telling everyone, escape from New York, you know, like the movie. Because it's like the crime and everything. And you go out there and you confront it all the time. I see you on the subway. You confront it. You're talking to people on the subway. You're wearing your MAGA gear. And, you know, because you're not afraid, you're letting the people know. But you're not a small man anyways. You're not a little petite lady. They're not going to do anything to you. But the people, when there's like 15 of them, they'll group up and, you know, they attack people. But are you not seeing anybody in New York? Is it like... I mean, you don't ever, do you get past, do people ever come and say, I love your hat? Any of that?
Yeah, I mean, all the time people say they love my hat. You know, that's one thing that actually bothers me now, when people say, I like your hat. So I immediately say, I just don't care anymore. I just don't, you know, for years it was kind of cute. I like your hat. Thank you. But now it's like, I like your hat. Then why aren't you wearing one? You know, so you can't blame them, I guess. But I don't know, man. Like I said, I just don't trust the system. And it's getting real. The illegal thing is getting really bad up here. And the way that I gauge support for Trump, like, we had the big boat parades during COVID. They locked us down. They put crimes against us. They locked us down, but we went out anyway. Well, right now, what they're doing with Donald Trump, especially with all these indictments, they're locking him down and they're locking us down, because they're really doing it to us. Just like Trump says, they're doing it to us. But how many people have showed up at New York City in the indictments? Now, I saw you in Atlanta. We had more people in Atlanta for that sham indictment than we had here for this real indictment here in New York City. So on a good day, I would still say 25 people there. 25.
Yeah, I would still say it's a sham, right? All of it's a sham. Just like they did with the whole two impeachments. The only reason why they were able to do these impeachments against President Trump is because they had the votes in the House. They did it on fraudulent information. They did it on hearsay information. They said President Trump was trying to cause an insurrection. All of it fell flat on his face. None of it became valid, right? So they only did it because they had the votes. And they, of course, they found people here that would go along with their tyranny to say that President Trump is guilty. But let me ask you this. You were just recently here arrested in the streets of New York, and... Yep. Is, I guess, in the streets of New York, are you not allowed to peacefully protest any longer? What am I missing here?
Yeah, so this is another one of those gauges, Will, that I measure support for Trump. Now, we know we have the fire department support for Trump, because we did it with Letitia James when they all chanted, you know, Trump, 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 you know, when they brought Letitia up at a fire department event. But the police, I can tell you this right now, on June 6, 2024, support for Trump from the NYPD changed, because I've been opening up that big flag. It's a 75-foot Trump flag. I've been doing parades down Fifth Avenue and the Canyon of Heroes. No problem. Support from police. Support, support. They love it. Big. It's a big, thin blue line Trump flag. So it switched one day where now the mayor says, no, you know what? Let's just lock everybody up except for the illegal aliens. Because when I opened up that flag, 30 seconds after I opened it, I was put into handcuffs. Okay, I was told I shouldn't do it. Maybe I'll get put in handcuffs. I was complying. I was wrapping up when they put me in handcuffs. But the problem wasn't what I was doing. The problem was one block over on 6th Avenue, thousands of illegal aliens were marching down 6th Avenue, blocking off streets into Times Square and completely shut it down. And there wasn't one single arrest. Okay, I've had multiple lawyers contact me. We got to sue. We got to sue. We got to sue. But I'm telling you right now, I've had great, bigly. I probably have more support from the NYPD out of anybody I know other than Donald Trump in the last 7 years. 7 years. Always support from the police. When I'm in front of Trump Tower, I always kind of get security. You know, they're always watching out. everywhere I go, all the events that I do, it support from the cops, support. Thank you, Dion. You're our, you know, you're a hero to New York City. You're doing what we can't do. But on June 6, 2024, that all changed. An order came down to stop Trump supporters, because when they brought me to jail that evening, whatever, they opened up the door and the guy, the security guy waiting at the door, the guard check, said, he said, what are we doing arresting Trump supporters now? So yeah.
The order came down to arrest.
Another way that I gave.
That's wild. So they actually told you the order came down to arrest Trump supporters.
It did.
That's crazy.
It did. It actually said it's time.
So here's some of the video that's on your X, and I encourage everyone to go check it out and follow Dion, because he posts some of these amazing videos with these humongous flags. You seen them, and you probably had no idea that it was him. But here's some of this, what you were just talking about.
Yeah, so this is the exact same time this is happening.
So they're arresting you, got you in handcuffs, and then all the illegals that have broke the law coming into the country, they get to peacefully protest, block up traffic, go down the street, nothing happens to them. They go after you because you are a Trump supporter.
Yeah, it came from Mayor Adams. I can tell you right now, you know, I can't really tell me who told me that, but it came from Mayor Adams to put me in handcuffs, to set some kind of precedent for the next event and the next event and what we got coming up maybe in July 11th, you know. But as long as you're not breaking the law, you know, like normally I don't break the law. You know, when I go to Yankee Stadium and do all these things, I don't break the law. Opening up a flag apparently is breaking the law, because I got a ticket for, you know, walking in the street. So, and like I say, well, you know, how can I gauge whether there's more or less support for Trump's from citizens, let alone police? Because it's pretty important that we keep the support from the police just as much as we do for our citizens. And yeah. I'm not really happy what I see with the citizens either, you know, because people aren't coming out to the courthouse. You know, it was mandatory to come out to the courthouse, but it is one of the most historical events in American history. And you should at least just come say, wow, this is amazing, just for 5 minutes during a lunch break.
Yeah. You know what? That is a very valid point. But I think a lot of people don't show up because they're afraid of their employer seeing them out there supporting President Trump, and then they get fired, because a lot of that is still happening. Remember doing when President Trump was in office, and then they found out, oh, you voted for President Trump, you support President Trump, we saw you with a MAGA hat on, and then they were purposely firing people, or they make it miserable on their jobs. So a lot of people would be silent because they knew the reaction that they would get from the people that they work with and their employer. This is, you know what? So much for freedoms, right? So much for freedoms. So I do have a video from your mayor, and I want to get your take on it, because again, he's on here completely being racist. Now, I'm not sure what his color has anything to do with his position. I think his position should be about the people, not his color. Listen to the take this in real quick.
Not only that, what did we do? First woman of color to be the commissioner. First Spanish speaking to be the commissioner in the police department. First Trinidadian to be a deputy mayor. First Dominican to be a deputy mayor. First African American to be the first deputy mayor. Second African American to be the chief of staff. Why? The first one was by David Dinkins. When you look at our administration, first Indian American to be a deputy mayor, first Filipino American to be a deputy mayor, first Korean American to head small business services. You look at our administration and you will see for yourself, we got all of this chocolate running the city.
You know what it sounds like to me, Dion? He's the first mayor to have DEI in New York.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like to me. It's all about DEI. The color has nothing to do with them performing in their job. This is a total disgrace. I mean, are you ever at any point going to say escape from New York?
No, I mean, I'll never. No, you're going to have to pick me out of here in a body bag. I love it here. I love this city. I love the history of New York City. You know, the America's first capital. You know, George Washington, the first inauguration in America was in New York City. Tons of histories here. But yeah, when you hear what these guys are all spewing about all this color in New York City, The proof is in the pudding, baby, because you can have all this, the color you want in the administration. But what about crime? What about illegal aliens? What about, you know, everything that's going on in New York City? What about the debt? You know, what about billions and billions of dollars that we have to spend on just ridiculous programs, mostly catered towards illegal aliens, murders, rapes? I mean, come on. We just had a 13-year-old raped yesterday in Queens by an illegal alien. And now it's not even news. It's just sort of like noise.
I know. That's so crazy, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy. And of course, you know, Mayorkas, he made a statement about it and said, well, you know, we're really putting our condolences out to the family and to, you know, the children. And he's being real nonchalant about it because he doesn't even care about it at all. He doesn't care at all. So how many illegals do you have walking around you right now?
Well, there's a lot of illegals. I mean, they're everywhere. You can't escape illegals. Mostly because they're not afraid to come out. You know, they're not afraid to come out. It's the city is theirs. So they can pretty much, it's a free for all for them. You know, they can take it all. You know, I have an encampment about 3 miles away. I have 6,000 illegal aliens living in an encampment in a tent. We have every motel and hotel in Brooklyn. 25% of hotels now are filled up with illegal aliens. But you know what? The way I look at it, the party's going to end here in New York City. The costs of New York City are just going skyrocketing. Restaurants, food, everything. They're going to be slowly migrating out to these small ex-industrial towns in Pennsylvania, Jersey, Ohio. So eventually they are going to scatter out. So don't think it's all going to stay here. And that's why, you know, another reason why I'm out holding out. But yeah, the illegal alien problem is a massive, huge problem right now. Massive.
Yeah, really.
For New York, but also for America.
Yeah, look like you have some Muslims walking up behind you there.
Hey, no, yeah, sure. Yeah, why not? Yeah, tell me to duck if you see. Yeah.
Well, hopefully, I don't have to play Kurt Russell and come and rescue you out of New York. Hopefully, it never gets to that. Dion, thank you so much for coming on with me. Tell everyone how they can find out more about what you're doing and these humongous Trump flags. And also, don't forget to go ahead and tell everyone about the TrumpSwag.com. Can you do that, too?
Yeah, of course. You know, the TrumpSwag.com is equipment that I make, manufacture for myself to make sure. And then I field test it. If I get a lot of triggers and people crying, then I know it's working well. Then I manufacture it. And then I sell it to other people. But everything that I make is big and bold and loud, because that's the way it should be. But the important, really important thing, aside from TrumpSwag.com, is to get here on July 11th and, you know, to come to the courthouse, where it's going to be an all-day event from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. I'll have the Trump Swag stuff with me. You can also get on MAGACruise.com. We're going to have some boats sailing the evening of the day of the sentencing. And if Trump goes to Rikers Island, we're going to take our boats directly to it.
Wow. That's going to be a historical day if they do that. I mean, I think it's going to cause major problems. It really will. It really would. Dion, sir, thank you so much for coming on.
All right. Thanks for having me, Will. You're a good man.
All right. Take care. God
and
bless.
Happy Juneteenth, baby. It's your day.
all for us black people, for real. All right. Take care.
Black MAGA.
Yep. MAGA. Okay, everybody, we're going to go to a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the actual history of Juneteenth and what the Democrats don't want you to know about it. I'm here to let you know they don't like it. The truth, that is.
Pharma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor adventures. Amazing features include 50-plus UV protection, water-resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oiled wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, you see me wear mine every day. And everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit UniteAmericaFirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure. Elevate your style. Shop now.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Let's talk about Juneteenth. Juneteenth. You know, when I was younger and the first time I heard about Juneteenth, I was actually living in Arkansas. My parents, they never even talked about Juneteenth. I never even heard of Juneteenth until I moved to Arkansas as a young adult, as a teenager. And everyone was like, oh, yeah, we got to go down here and celebrate this Juneteenth. I'm like, what is this Juneteenth? And they just kept saying it was the day that slaves were set free. That's what it represents. And I was like, oh, okay. And the interesting thing is, like, the Democrats, they all adopted it like it was the day that they created. Even now, you have Nancy Pelosi, which I'm gonna see if I can show this to you here. You have Nancy Pelosi when. She was Speaker of the House. When she was Speaker, her, along with other Democrats, they made it to where it was considered a holiday, making Juneteenth a holiday. Split screen it for me. What they leave out or what they left out. See, there's a whole bunch of, you can see Mad Maxine Waters and you see other Democrats right there. And isn't it interesting? You have all of these black Democrats standing around a white woman, a white Democrat, Nancy Pelosi. But you know what they leave out or what they left out? That it was the white Republicans that freed these ignorant black people. And the whole thing with Juneteenth, you can get off the screen. I just wanted people to show that for just a second there. The whole thing with Juneteenth. Juneteenth was not anything associated with Democrats. Democrats adopted it. They tried to say that they're the reason why Juneteenth even exists at all. See, when Juneteenth happened, that's when the Republicans freed slaves, freed freedom. A lot of white people died in the Civil War, which, of course, the Democrats don't want to talk about that. White Republicans died freeing the slaves. And they always leave that key detail. Y'all hear me talk about this all the time, how they leave out key detail about who freed who did what. They always leave that information out all the time. Well, a brigade of black soldiers went down to Texas. And these brigade of black soldiers went down to Texas and they told the black people that were still in Texas that, hey, the war is over. You're free. What did the black people say? Do y'all know what the black people said? The black people that were still on the Democrat plantation? Do y'all know? Here it is. Picture this. Okay? Picture this. Show this one on the screen. Put this on the screen real quick. Picture this. You got a black soldiers with rifles showing up in Texas talking to black people that have it in their minds that they're still slaves, that they're still in bondage. These black soldiers that showed up told them that you're no longer slaves. The war's been over for over a year, about, I guess, a year and a half at this point when it took place, something like that. And the black people that heard this from these black soldiers, you know what they said? No, that can't be true. We're still slaves. They're looking at black, free black men with rifles telling them that they're free. You don't have to be slaves any longer. And they're arguing with them. This makes me think about how it is today. I talk to black people constantly and saying, look, those shackles that you have on your hands and feet, there's no locks on them. You can't take them off. And see, but the mindset of black people today, they reach down and they pick those shackles up and they put them on and then they look for locks. This is the mentality of black people today. The same thing then. And guess who was behind it then? The Democrats. Guess who's behind it today? The Democrats. The Democrats have been behind it all this time, convincing black people that they are in bondage, that they're slaves. Now, let me play this one from this, what is his name? He's a judge, Judge Joe Brown. I want y'all to listen to what he says, because he actually lays it out about Juneteenth. Juneteenth is a death day, right? Because people died so that these black people can have freedom, but these black people didn't want freedom. They want bondage. They still want it today. How many times have y'all heard black people saying, white people still doing this to us. White people still doing that. White people holding us down. White people are the problem. White people this, white people that. How many times have you heard that? They're still saying it today as if they're still in bondage by white Democrats. But they don't want to blame white Democrats. They want to blame white Republicans who freed them. Make it make sense.
Juneteenth was supposed to be June 19, 1866. Now, what's wrong with that? No, they changed that in the last 4 or 5 years to try and cover up the embarrassment. You know what the embarrassment is? 1863, first part of the year, he issued the Emancipation Proclamation February 1863. All right. Next thing. The 13th Amendment freeing the slaves passed out of the House, got sent to the states January 1865. All right. Okay. Next thing that happens, January 14th, 1865, General Sherman signs the order as commanding general of his military district, the Black Reparations Act, well, order, which is 40 acres and a mule to all black families. All right. Next thing that happens, Lee gets his ass whooped and surrenders at Appomattox Courthouse, April 1865. May 1865, Sherman whips Johnson and gets his surrender. No more Confederate Army. May 1865, he sends a cavalry detachment of black soldiers, cavalrymen, down to Texas to tell these damn fools that the war is over, there free. They won't believe the black folk. May 1865, not June 1865, but a whole year and a month later, June 19th, 1866, a Union frigate has docked in Galveston, Texas, and naval rank lieutenant, that's like a lieutenant major in the Army.
Okay, let me stop it really quick. Y'all hear this? I mean, it's the same thing today. I talk to black people constantly and I tell them, say, look, it's not the Republican Party. Look, mind you, the Republican Party, there's some rhinos in there. Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, you know, Adam Kissinger. They give the Republican Party a bad name, right? I mean, it is what it is. But it's not the Republican Party that was the party of slavery. It's always been the Democrat Party. And black people refuse to hear the truth. You can show them the truth. You can tell them the truth, but they still want to believe the lie. And me as a black man telling them this, they just look at me like, that can't be true. It can't be true. Like they're having a hard time swallowing that red pill. It can't be true. No, 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 no. Right? But then a white man comes along, then they believe it. Right? But they believe Joe Biden. They believe the stupidity from Joe Biden because Joe Biden is the white man in the big house because they're accustomed to listening to white men. But in this case, a white Republican comes down there and tells them that they're free. President Trump has been telling a lot of black people, right? You get the analogy here. President Trump is telling black people that they're free. Now a lot of black people are starting to see.
Our current lieutenant colonel asked the stevedores why they are laboring under the lash. And he said, well, we still slaves. He said, fools, you've been free for 3 years from the Emancipation Proclamation. You've been free 2.5 years from the 13th Amendment. You've been free for a year and 2 months from Lee getting his ass whooped. You've been free a year and a month from Johnson getting finally his ass whooped and surrendering. And it's been a year and a month since your fellow black soldier, some black soldiers told you were free. Now you got to have a white boy tell you you're free.
I mean, you know, this is the way it is. I mean, they, you know, we've been telling these black people, you can take it off there. We've been telling black people all this time that you're free. That you're free. But you know what? They still have it in their mind that they're not free. Did you know that? And I want to share this with you, if I can get to it here. They still have it in their mind that they are not free, that they are still in bondage. They still have it in their mind that they are not free. Now, where's this video at? Yeah. Okay, we'll go to a break. And when we come back, I'm going to play this video for you. You can't believe I was like, this is it right here. They still say that they're in bondage today.
Pharma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor adventures. Amazing features include 50+ UV protection, water resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oiled wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, you see me wear mine every day, and everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit uniteamericafirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure, elevate your style, shop now.
Welcome to a journey of enhanced cognitive well-being with Frequence Rise, a product that is believed to be an all-in-one supplement for supporting mental performance and overall brain health. At the heart of our nootropics lies a carefully crafted blend of 7 different organic mushrooms, essential B vitamins, amino acids, and the power of green coffee bean extract. This unique formulation is designed to nourish your brain and support optimal cognitive function.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves, exclusive patterns handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, 3 pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
Still not free yet.
You hear it right there off the bat. Let me take it back because of the music was going. Listen to what he says coming out the gate. Listen. Of course, he's on the Communist News Network. We can bring a black man on there. Listen. Okay, y'all listening? Listen, listen carefully.
We're still not free yet.
How am I supposed to react to that? I mean, I don't know. It's a legit question. How am I supposed to react to that? I'm free. I don't know about him. I mean, look, you can't make this up. Listen closely.
We're still not free yet.
Who says that? I mean, and he's being serious. Look at his face. He's actually being serious, saying that he's still not free. And of course, he's on the Communist News Network and they love him. This is exactly what they want from white Democrats, exactly what they want from black people. For you to come on their network and tell them, yeah, we're still not free yet. And they go, oh, yeah, okay, yeah. You know what? Come on, bring it. N-word, bring it. Let us know that you're still in your place. Now, I'm going to let it play a little bit more because this is like... And he comes across, he's highly educated, supposedly, right? But him just coming out saying this stuff, I mean, it's like, why? Do you want to continue to be a victim? Why do you want to continue to be a slave? Just like I told you a minute ago, these black people, they act like they got shackles on their hands and their feet. There's no locks on them, mind you. But you take the shackles off, they put them back on, and then they start looking for locks. Because they believe in their minds, because the Democrats have convinced them to be this way, that they're not free. There's countless of black people that think this way. The year 2024. And we're talking about this on Juneteenth. Wow.
We're still not free yet. There's a presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to black and brown people. And it doesn't matter how wealthy you are, how kind you are, how talented you are. You can go places where you have to navigate a presumption of dangerousness and guilt. And our political and elected officials need to help us eliminate that burden because it's unfair. Mm-hmm. I'm a lawyer. I'm a middle-aged black man. I've got all of these degrees. I've won cases at the Supreme Court. And I still go to places.
And he still go to places because he's not free. How is he able to go to these places if he's not free? How is he able to get all those degrees if he's not free? What in the world? How do you get all those degrees and you're still a slave? Someone please help me understand that. He's the one that said it. I am a free American in the United States of America. I am free. Now, the Democrats, they would like to change that. The Democrats are working on changing that, not just for black people, though. The Democrats, they have it their way. If you're white, if you're black, you're Hispanic, you're Asian, just love America, and they want to put you in bondage. They want to remove you from society, especially when they find out that you're a Christian that supports President Donald J. Trump. They want to remove you from society. This is the most disgusting, despicable thing ever. How do you go on a national television show, Communist News Network, as a black man, and you tell, and he's on here with a white female feminist liberal, and he's telling her that he's not free, and she's just like, yep, this is exactly what we want. This is the reason why we brought you on, because you would give us exactly what we want, to put the message out there that black people are not free, that you're victims, and that you're oppressed by somebody, anybody that they choose, white people. This is the reason why they stopped pushing CRT, because people weren't buying into it. You can get them off the screen. I want to share something else with you. Now, my producer was telling me that someone says, I love Will Johnson's show. You know what? Because I don't know who the person is. I don't even know what color you are. But I'm going to tell the truth. You know, another truth is, I remember sometimes I would go out and I'd do man on the street, and I'm sitting there talking to these black people. And I know exactly how to trick them. Let me give you an example. There might be some white trolls on here right now, even some black ones, especially the black ones. The black ones really get triggered. You know what? I am extremely thankful for the white men that came to this country and conquered this nation. I am. Why would I say such a thing? Because Will Johnson has the capability as a free black man, a free American, to sit right here on this microphone and talk to you and say what I want. Because of the white men that came before all of us were born and conquered this land, made it possible for this land to be the greatest land on God's green earth. Thank you, white people. And also, I want to say thank you to the white people that fought, bled, and even died so that I could have the freedoms today. Civil War, countless people died. So if you've never heard a black person say, thank you, white person, for fighting for freedom for all men. And that's only the Republican Party that has ever fought for freedom for all men. The Democrat Party has never fought for all men. They've only fought for their own self-interest. They only fought to keep slavery. They only fought to keep women from voting. They only fought to keep black people from voting. They fought for Jim Crow Joe 2.0 even today. That's the Democrat Party. They never fought for you. They never fought for me. The Democrat Party is the great deceiver. They belong directly to Satan himself. If Satan has a party and it is called the Democrat Party, that's the reason why, part of the reason why I call them the Democrat Party, because they do everything of Satan. Now listen to this one. This young man calls in to C-SPAN. And sometimes they take these phone calls on C-SPAN. I hadn't seen C-SPAN in a long time. I stopped watching because they're pretty woke. But every now and then you get someone to call in. And I don't know if y'all have ever seen this clip. And if you know who this young man is, I would like to talk to him. The one that's on the phone call. You probably don't know. I don't know. We'll probably never know. Not until we leave this planet. But look how she's squirming in her chair based on what he's saying. And I just want to say again, thank you to all the white people that fought for freedom for all mankind.
I haven't heard any black person say thank you to the over 300,000 white men who died to free those black slaves. I'm astonished. I realize we're focusing on slavery, but my descendants are from Scotland and Ireland. We never owned slaves.
All right.
And look at it right there. She ready to let him go. I mean, she's just like, she was like still, like not even moving. She has Bidenitis, right? No motion, nothing. Bidenitis. Because she doesn't like what she's hearing. See, typical white female liberals, and I don't know why it's like this. It's typically majority white female liberals. Maybe y'all can tell me in the chat. I don't know. Shannon, you're a white female. You're not a liberal. What is the deal with white female liberals? I mean, when they hear stuff like this, they kind of like lock down, break down. What am I missing?
Yeah, it's one of those things, like you said, well, we won't know until we leave this earth.
You know, I don't understand.
I really don't think so.
Maybe someone in the chat can let me know. Can you put, let's put the chats up here, because you know what? I just want to say thank you. Can we put the chats up on the screen? I just want to say thank you. Because I know the history white people did in this country. So people like Will Johnson could have the honor, the privilege. Yes, I did say privilege to say my mind, to speak my mind, to say the truth. And if I can't acknowledge what white people have done in the past, then I'm ignoring history. Now, I'm not saying that black people didn't do miraculous things in the past either. I'm not saying that at all. Not saying that at all. But if we can't acknowledge the actual history where both black, white people, and even Asian people, Hispanic people, the things that they've done in the past to make this country great, then we don't have history. We have indoctrination. And that's exactly what the Democrats are trying to do. They're doing it in these colleges, these universities, CRT trying to take it into the high school. They want to rewrite history because they don't want you to know the history. So I don't know. And again, I just want to say thank you. And I see you here in the comments. I just want to say thank you to you, and your ancestors. God bless you. God bless you. And I truly mean that. I got more when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Meet Frequent Sync, your nightly companion designed to harmonize with your body's natural rhythms. At the heart of Sync lies a blend of potent ingredients meticulously chosen for their transformative benefits. Sync's collagen peptides elevate your nightly routine, from enhancing skin's radiance and muscle recovery to fortifying joints and promoting digestion. It's your holistic approach to beauty and well-being. Magnesium, a cornerstone ingredient, is believed to calm the central nervous system and address age-related sleep challenges, ensuring you drift into a restorative slumber. But Sync doesn't stop there. With the calming properties of GABA, the therapeutic potential of CBD, and the sleep-inducing qualities of CBN, you're set for a harmonious night's rest. Embrace Sync, where nature's finest collaborate to reduce stress, elevate mood, and ensure you wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. Sync. Synchronize with the night and rise to a new day.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
All right, everybody, thank you so much for coming back with me, joining me. I hope you're enjoying the information that I'm sharing with you. Let me share something else with you. I believe in having a substantial percentage of my financial future secured with gold and silver. That's why I decided to partner with our sponsor, Colonial Metal Group. They helped me set up a safe, secure, self-direct IRA where I have access to my assets, no matter what the stock market is doing, no matter what the government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial Metal Group help you protect your family's future. We put together a special offer for the LFA family. Click on the link in the description below right here on Rumble. Click on the link on the description below or call the special 800 number and you could receive a safe and up to 10,000 in free silver. But you got to call them. Tell them LFA sent you. Tell them LFA sent you. And also, let me tell you about this Done With Debt. They're called debt traps. And that debt trap that you're caught in isn't your fault. You didn't cause the inflation. You didn't set the gas prices or the credit card companies to jack up their interest rates. None of us did that. Well, we could probably say Bidenomics did. The thing is, the debt trap will destroy your life if you don't get it out now. The only company I recommend is Done With Debt. Done With Debt are brilliant debt relief strategists. First, they'll stand between you and the bill collectors. Then they'll negotiate a plan to help you get out of debt permanently without bankruptcy and without taking out a loan. But listen, some of these strategies are time sensitive. So you need to contact Done With Debt like right now today. This couldn't be easier to get a free consultation. Share what you're going through. And they'll explain a strategy to erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. DoneWithDebt.com. Check it out today. DoneWithDebt.com. And also tell them you heard it from LFA. It really makes a difference. Really makes a difference. Call them. Just call them. Okay. Also, LFATV.us. Can we put that up there really quick? LFATV.us. You like the information that I'm giving you? you like what we're doing here on LFA, go to lfatv.us, sponsor the LFA network. Sponsor the LFA network, lfatv.us. Go there, hit the donate button. Any amount is a blessing from God. Just like when you do the Rumble rants, you know, when you do the Rumble rants, I try to put them up on the screen so I can say thank you. God bless you. I do it all the time. So go to lfatv.us, support the LFA network. It really makes a difference. Because what we're going through right now, what's happening in our country, we're moving forward and we want LFA. It's not that we want. LFA is going to be stronger than ever. So go to lfatv.us and click on the donate button. Anything, everything is a blessing from God. But you got to go there today and do it today. Okay, let me share something else with you. I know it's Juneteenth, but I'm going to skip to something else here really quick. I want to talk about what the Democrats are talking about come this November. They have justified it in their minds to label President Trump as a Hitler figure. Y'all have heard me mention this multiple times. They've justified it in their minds to label him as a Hitler figure so they can do corruption. They themselves believe that President Trump is going to come get them. Even the people that are in the news media, like Rachel Maddow. She believes that possibly Trump is going to come get me. He's going to come get me. Oh, my goodness, he's going to come get me. Trump is not going to do that. Trump is not going to waste his time on these idiots. Same thing with Unjoyful Behar on the Witches of the View. She's like, they're pushing this whole hysteria thing, basically saying that anyone who ever disagreed with President Trump is going to come get us. Isn't that what they're doing right now? What about the J6 prisoners? Isn't that what they're doing right now? Look what they're doing to President Trump. He hasn't broken any laws. They're trying to put President Trump in prison for a crime that's never even committed. Listen to this. Rachel Maddow is on with the Witches of the View, and they're going back and forth about President Trump getting them.
So you said recently that you thought that you, as an outspoken critic, could be a target yourself. Some people think that sounds overdramatic, but I'm right there with you. I think that he is so vindictive yeah. that he will go after however he has to, through the IRS maybe, or even...
Oh, you mean like Obama did? How Obama used the IRS to go after conservatives? Are we talking about Obama or Trump here? Which one? Or like they were trying to get armed 87,000 armed IRS agents to go after who? The American people, the taxpayers, not the illegals, mind you. They need the money for these illegals. So they want to get them to come after you. Is that who she's talking about? Of course not. She's talking about President Trump. She's saying that President Trump is going to weaponize branches of the government, organizations with inside of the government to come after these idiots. Kind of like what they're doing now.
So, through sponsors to get us off the air, FCC. Maybe, or you.
Yeah.
How seriously should we be taking that?
Well, so I was asked, am I worried about me? And my answer was, I'm worried about all of us. I'm no more worried about me than I am worried about everybody in the country. Yeah. I think it's bad to have somebody saying, give me as much power as you can in this country so I can use it to go after other Americans.
I know you're having a hard time like me looking at it, listening to it. Has President Trump ever said, give me as much power so I can go after other Americans? It's a legit question. I already know the answer. I'm just kind of curious. Are there any trolls on here? When did President Trump ever say that? I mean, if you're a troll and you're watching right now, just be honest for one time. Just one change here. One time. Leave me a comment below. Just tell me, yes, Will, President Trump said that he wants more power so he can go after America. When you put the statement, please give me a reference so I can go look it up for myself. I know it didn't happen, and there's not going to be any trolls going to leave the comment, right? Because they'll look stupid.
Use it to go after these subhuman internal enemies and I'll destroy them.
Yeah.
Like, that's just not a good system for anybody.
Really, it's not a good system for everybody. But that's exactly what they're doing. You know what else is not a good system? Them lying. Here's another example. You remember when the media was going after President Trump and they were all trying to say that President Trump was losing his mind? They wanted President Trump to have a test, and they wanted to have President Trump because, you know, should he be, you know, I mean, let me just play this. Because you're listening to this, you think in your mind that they're talking about Joe Biden. I mean, really, this was 2018. Listen to this.
Can you assess the president's mental fitness for office?
The president appeared to slur his words while giving an address. Did you look into what the cause of that might have been at all? Are you ruling out things like early onset Alzheimer's? Are you looking at dementia-like symptoms?
On what basis would you, and this is just a philosophical question, advise the cabinet that the president is unable to discharge his duties? How does that bar get met?
All of these questions, when President Trump was in office, and not a single one of them asking these questions of Binder. And that's how Jesse Waters describes it. Listen.
Why isn't the media asking Binder these questions? It's because they're in on the cheap fake hoax. The bloodbath, the dictator on day one, the Milwaukee hoaxes. All cheap fakes, all deceptively edited, taken out of context, and then amplified by the media. And we have a new one.
Yeah, have y'all seen this one? This has been flying all over X. They're showing Don Jr. holding President Trump's hand. It's just a picture. And of course, they put out all of the lies about it. But Jesse Water plays the full clip on it. Watch.
A Democrat pundit just posted this photo of Trump from November. Look, here's a photo of Trump having to hold someone's hand to guide him off stage. So we looked at the tape. And Trump wasn't holding on to Don Jr.'s hand. Watch this.
You can see this briefly, you know, it's like, you know, give me five, right? He's like, good job, Dad. That's it. But these evil Democrats goes over their heads. That's what they do. They're quick to put out the lies. They don't have any issues putting out the lies. Not at all. And it's going to get worse. Hear me now. Believe me later on. It's going to get a lot worse. I'm telling you, everybody. All right, everybody. That is it for me. God bless you. I will see you tomorrow. It is Thursday. Stay safe out there, everybody. Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to three phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My slippers and sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.